Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickles did Peter Piper pick?
That was my friend Xavier's attempt at an American tongue twister. He had a French one for me to try.
Les chaussettes de l'archiduchesse sont-elles sèches?
Les chaussettes de l'archiduchesse sont-elles sèches? What am I doing wrong? Everything.
Everything, I think so.
Attempting a tongue twister in a foreign language is like skiing an Olympic mogul run on one ski with the boot unbuckled. The result, as I just demonstrated, is usually a verbal wipeout. I have some friends who can touch their tongue to their nose, fold their tongue in half, and twist it upside down. They can say, "Sally sells seashells by the seashore," 5 times fast without messing it up. If you can perform these tongue gymnastics or find that people compliment your pronunciation when you travel, I'd like to offer you a challenge. Some of the world's most difficult tongue twisters. Forgive me if I don't bother to attempt these myself. Here's Signe Mattsson with one from Sweden. It means 7 seasick nurses cut 7 hams to pieces. Maybe we need to hear that one a little slower. No, that didn't help much. But here's one from Indonesia that means my brother's toenails are rigid.
Kuku kaki kakaku kaku kaku.
How about one from Daniel in German?
Fischl Fritz, frisch, frische, fische, frische, fische, frisch, Fischl Fritz.
I asked Daniel what that meant.
Fritz from the family of fishers is going to fish fresh fish. And the other way around is fresh fishes are fished by Fischl Fritz. Okay?
Here's one that means wheat, rice, egg. If only it were that easy to say in Japanese.
Namamugi, namagome, namatamago.
Did you catch that? Let's hear it again, slightly slower.
Namamugi, namagome, namatamago.
This one, from Italy, takes some technical tongue training.
33 trentini entrarono a Trento, tutti e 33 trottellando.
And, saving one of the toughest for last, here's a tongue twister from the East African nation of Mauritania. It's difficult enough to follow, let alone say.
Fabur yare fan bingel wand, wand yare fan bingel fabur, alam yalam tok fabur yare fan bingel wand, malam yalam tok fan wabu.
I figure if you have the faculty to fire off these phrases, the rest of the languages should fall firmly into place. From France, Frankfurt, and other phenomenally friendly foreign lands, this is Doug Lansky for The Savvy Traveler.